שזה קיים בעולם, אולי עם העול, אולי כזה, כתבון נביא משנה, סביב את בלילה, מרתי בין רבי יהודה בין רמייר, חמץ אינו עושה אלא משי שויס ולמעלה, ונבדיק בשס. אז השאלה היא, when the Gemara says, אינו עושה אלא משי שויס ולמעלה, which Isser are we talking? אז לפי תייסס, עמבי זמר א', ובכוי וסדיקס משום שם יווי לא אכלוי, אז לגמר over here is כפשוטי, לגמר is talking about the עשר אכילה, and being that דיקו is משום שם יווי לא אכלוי, אז אם the עשר אכילה is משום שש ולמיילא, אז אם כן, לכוי וסדיקו has to be משום שש ולמיילא. However, the Rishonim bring down another Efsharis, another way of learning. They learn the Gemara is going on the Isser of Shias Chametz. The Hainu, that there's the Isser to leave over the Chametz. Pashis would be more like Taisis, because the Machlokes are main Rabbi Yehuda, is one is the Isser Darabanan of Achila. That's why the Pashis would more be like Taisis, we're talking about this Achila. But you could learn Mishitasam, Rashi learns that it's Mishum Bal Yirah. As Rashi learns, when the Gemara says Isser, it also means the Isser of Bal Yirah. Nafi Rashi, it comes out of Gavaldika Chiddush. It comes out that there's an Isser of Bal Yirah, Mishay Shoyus U Lamad. Bez Hashem, we'll see. The Reish Yosef on Rashi says, the Helam Divrei Rashi, you could have learned differently. You could have learned it was as the mitzvah of Tashvisu. There's a sugya, a very similar sugya, which is on the bottom of Dalet Amit Beis, that the Gemara starts off that there is an Isser Mishay Shoyis Ulamayla, and the Gemara learns out of Tashvisu that Tashvisu is Mishay Shoyis Ulamayla. As the Rishonim explained, because Tashbisu is not only a mitzvah essay, Tashbisu is an Isser essay. So the Rabbeinu David on Dalet Amit Beis, the Meiri on Dalet Amit Beis learned the Gemara. As once the Gemara brings down on Heyomet Aleph that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, there are four drushes to say why the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Mechatzois. As a bezei, the mitzvah Tashbisu is Michatzois, and the Isser Shias Chametz, the Isser Asei of Tashbisu is Michatzois also. As a bezei, you could learn the Gemara over here when the Gemara says Chametz Mishay Shais Olamayla's Aser is going on the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and that the mile of it is it's Mefurash Sugyan, Talad Amid Beis, and Hiamid Aleph, that Darshan's is Tashbisu Mishay Shais Olamayla. Rashi, however, is a big chiddush. Rashi learns that we're talking about the Isser of Bal Yirah. L'chayre Rashi is a hemshech of the Mishnah. Rashi says the B'dika is Bal Yirah. As Rashi L'shitosoi wanted to say in the Gemara, the B'dika is Tali in Bal Yirah. And Rashi says that you have Bal Yirah Mishesh, and he brings Kedi Issa in the Gemara on Dalet Amid Beis and Hey Amid Aleph. And it's our beer. The Gemara on Dalet Amid Beis and Hey Amid Aleph is talking about the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu, and it's not talking about the Isser of Bal Yirah. Be'emes, the Rishonim that learn is going on the Isser Shi of Tashbisu, but Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns it's Mishum Bal Yirah. L'chayre, this Rashi is a diuk like Rashi in the Mishnah. Ma'od Yitoch in Rashi holds, we wouldn't be misakin b'dika mishum tashbisu. Mishum ha'esei ba'alma, we wouldn't be misakin tashbisu. We're only misakin tashbisu for a lav. A lav is more chomer than an essay. As when we find when Chazal make dinim, or even without the takani, even on the daraisa dika level, even on the darbanan dika level, it would all be mikoyach the bal yirah. Of a Mishum Tashbisu, which is a mitzvah essay, that it's not mukrach that there would be machayiv sayedim dika deraisa, and say Chazal would make a takana derabanan. Therefore, Rashi the Shitasa in the Mishnah that says Bal Yiro over here, because Rashi holds Tashbisa wouldn't be Machay. No, in Rashi you see a Chiddush that is Bal Yiro Mishesh. The etzem Chiddush of Rashi that is Bal Yiro Mishesh is a Rashi that repeats itself in a couple of places in Shas. The Gemara says on Vav Amid Beis later on, and in Baba Kama Dav Chav Tes Amid Beis, Shei Dvarim Eina Bishusa Shel Adam Chometz Ubar V'Osan HaKosiv Ki Ilu Hein Bishusa. As what's Osan HaKosiv Ki Ilu Hein Bishusa? Rashi in Baba Kama says, because the pasuk says Bal Yirah U'Bal Yimotze from Chatzos. As you see, Asan HaKosev Ki Ilu Hein Bishusan. B'chein is Meduyik in Rashi on Davov Amid Beis. He says, Asan HaKosev Ki Ilu Hein Bishusan Lehischayiv Olea. Bishleim, if we're talking about a lav, there's Malkus, Zenit Shaykh Haloshim, Lehischayiv Olea. As you see in Rashi, that there's Bal Yirah Mishay Shoyus Ulamayla. As this Rashi is not only from our Gemara, it repeats itself in Rashi on Davo, and it repeats itself in Baba Kama Dav Chof Tes. The Chitis Rashi is that Bal Yirah is Mishay Shois. The Mokar is from our Gemara, because in our Gemara it says Dikas Mishay Shois. Must be Bal Yirah. Rashi Chitis Mishum Bal Yirah. Of a frek derived of Gorshar for Shaila on Rashi. The Lashon of the Torah is Bal Yirah Shivis Yamim. The Ravid is Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah Perigimel Halacha Ches. He's Medayik the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like Rashi, that you're over Bal Yirah Mishay Shoyis U'Lamayla. Frek the Balamar, frek the Ravid, how could you say that? Hare the Torah says Bal Yiroe Shivas Yomim, 7 days, which are the 7 days of Pesach. If you're going to say that the Issa of Bal Yiroa starts from Chatzos, Bal Yiroa is 7.5 days. It's not just 7 days. And the Torah says, Lehedya Bal Yiroa Zayin Yomim. Thus is the Shiloh of the Ravid. The Rabbeinu David on Dalet Amid Beis asked the same question, and therefore he argues and says there is no Shita that holds as Bal Yiroa Michatzos. Tashbisu, the Gemara on Dalet Amid Beis says. Abba Bal Yiroa not. Abba Rashi, three Makoimis in Shas is very clear. This Bal Yiroa and the Sheikhs. The Tzarech Bir, what do you do with the question of the Ravid, the Rabbeinu David? It says Shivas Yamim in the Torah. Where do you see Bal Yiroa? As the interesting thing is, even more interesting, is Rashi over here, Kinnear was bothered. Where do you see Bal Yiroa? By Sheikh Shais. So let's read Rashi inside. Rashi says, "Ve'inu asa min haTorah beBal Yiroh ela mishei shoyis akidi yolif lekamon min acholik min loshtischad alchometz dam zivti." Rashi was bothered. Taka, where's the mocker? It says Bal Yiroh shivas yamim. How do you know it's from Chatzos? Rashi says it says in the Gemara later on acholik. It's out of a beer. The Gemara later on, when it darshins Akholuk, the Gemara darshins it on Tashbisu, not on Bal Yiroh. How could Rashi bring from Tashbisu to Bal Yiroh? Those are the two questions on Rashi. Number one, the Torah says Bal Yiroh Shivis Yamit. Where do you see Mechatzais? And Rashi brings a Mokka from Tashbisu. Abba, where do you see from Tashbisu to Bal Yiroh? Those are the two big questions on Rashi. As there's a famous Chuvis Noidi B'Yehuda in Simen Kof, Nor Chayim, that he dons on the Rashi and he says a Rizig Yechidish. He says there's a Hekish of Bal Yiroh to Tashbisu. As whatever it says in the Torah, Bal Yiroh, Samboch le Tashbisu. As the Mele, whatever dinim are Noig in Tashbisu, are Noig in Bal Yiroh. So Fizet, it's a Gavaldika Yishuv. On both questions, number one, the Torah says Bal Yiroh Shivas Yamim. That's what it says Lahedya. But there's a Hekish, there's a Ribut. And the Meila, therefore, you have it Mechatzos. Rav Nachum asked on the night of Yehuda, it's a Riza Yechidish. There is no Chazal that darshins a Hekish of Bal Yirah to Tashbisa. In Divrei Achronim, it's very popular to solve a lot of problems in the Masechta. Of Lamaisa Loi Matsinu in Chazal that they darshin the Hekish, and we know Yud Gimel Midos, you need a makar, you need it. You can't just darshin Me'atzmo, you have to have a Messiah to darshin it. As the night of Yehuda did. As Nochum said, Ba'oid, Rashi doesn't bring a Hekish. If Rashi held that this Mechudish Dike Hekish, that the Gemara never mentioned, Rashi should have said it. Hari Rashi's coming with a whole new Hekish that wasn't mentioned anywhere in Chazal. Rashi has to say, we have such a Hekish. As if Nochum wanted to buy from this Rashi, his Gevaldiki Yisoi, so is the Yisoi of others also, other Gedeinim, that Vais Dechai is from Rashi, what we saw in the Ran on Thursday. Bal Yirah and Tashbisu are interchangeable. Bal Yirah is Mechayiv Tashbisu. The Lab of Bal Yirah is Cholik from other Labim. The Gedder of Bal Yirah is, it's Mechayiv, you make sure you shouldn't see it on Pesach. Destroy it before. Make sure it's taken care of, it's gotten rid of before. As Bal Yirah is Mechayiv Tashbisu. As the Mela, Rashi assumes that whatever the din is by Tashbisu is going to be by Bal Yirah also. They go hand in hand. As whatever you have by Tashbisu, you have by Bal Yirah. As if the Gemara later on says Tashbisu is Mishay Shois, as Bal Yirah is Mishay Shois too. As the Ribui of Tashbisu works for Bal Yirah. As Abada, in the Torah of Bal Yirah, it says Shivis Yamin. Tashbisu, the Chatzais Bal Yirah is a Rebu.
You know
what
in Rachman's world, it's only a Kumasei Bal Yirah, it's not a real Tashbisu. It's not the mitzvah say of Tashbisu that the Gemara is speaking there in other places.
No, Nachum learned that the Gemara only is talking about the mitzvah say of Tashbisu. But when you have a Rebu on the mitzvah say of Tashbisu, it's going to be Megala on Bal Yirah too. That's the way it goes. Ad Khan Mishtikal of Rav Nachum. We want to add a little bit of Havana into Rav Nachum, as it's Gishmak. But Lamaisa, there's still a little bit of a aura. Why did the Torah write Bal Yirah Shivas Yamin? Anyway, at the end of the day, we're going to have a Yalfusa, and it's come to be Marba that it's Mechatzos. As the Torah wrote Bal Yirah Shivas Yamin, and then it comes to have a reboot. It's a little mud. So I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but it comes out, it's a little mud. L'chayra, this would be a giloy, that the Bal Yirah of Shivas Yamim has a different din than the Bal Yirah of Chatzos. The Bal Yirah of Shivas Yamim that's written in the Torah is one din Bal Yirah. And the Bal Yirah of Mechatzos is a different din. And there'll be nafkamina v'dinas. But as Hashem, when we learn the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis, we're going to come back to this. Because over there, it's going to be Mavur, there's going to be a big nafkamina ledina between the Bal Yirahs. We'll say the Shirish. Bal Yirah Shivas Yamim is Mechayiv to be Mavar before the Shivas Yamim. The Bal Yirah of Chatzos is not. That's going to be the nafkamina ledina. But as Hashem, that we'll see more in the Sugya later on Dalet Amud Beis. Okay. Thus is the Mahalik in Rashi. The Rashi over here is Mahadish is Bal Yirah, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. Rashi adds in Ubachila. Rashi says, what the Gemara says, it's Asa Mishay Shois, is not going only on Bal Yirah, it's going on Bachila. It's Tzarech Bir on Rashi. Hare Madayik in Rashi, Rashi never says B'dikas, B'shem Shema Yavah Lachla. Libez Amir Aleph, Ad Asoifa Perek, even the beginning Perek Sheni, Rashi never says the Bedika Shaykhis Tachila. As why over here in Rashi is Rashi bringing the Achila? Over here we're talking about the Din Bedika. As why Rashi brings in Bal Yirah? That's good. Rashi the Shitas in the Mishnah, the Bedika is Mishum Bal Yirah. But why is Rashi also bringing in the Achila? L'choyre d'achila is not negaya to the din b'dika. B'dika is not b'shem shem yavoy l'ochloy. Why is Rashi bringing also the achila? As on that, it could be you could say a chap. In the Gemara later on Yud Amid Beis, Yud Aleph Amid Aleph is mevur l'fi one tana, that we're not misakim b'dika at a time of the iser achila, because we're afraid if you're going to be boidig when it's aser b'achila, when you find it, you're going to forget yourself and come to eat it. As even if the chi of b'dika is not mishum shema yavo l'achloi, but we're not going to make a b'dika at a time when it's aser b'achila. Because if it's aser b'achila, we're afraid a guy's when he's being boidig will find a nice good piece of chametz, forget himself for a second and come to eat it. Now someone may ask, he's being boidik for chametz, he's getting rid of chametz, why should we be choishish for such a thing? A good question, a mitzvah mefurish of Gemara. We are choishish. Kach is tevav bnei adam, they'll forget. When it comes to food, people forget the food. Kach is tevav bnei adam. As we may love, thus is the rav. The isa ba'al yirah is mishay shois. And Rashi adds in another reason, there's the isra achila. As it's, we don't want you to be boidik after the isra achila, because then you're going to come to eat it. Not that the chi of bdika is mishumzeh, but we don't want to make a bdika at that time. As Rashi says, both of them. Number one, the siba zachir bal yira is mishay shayz. Number two, we don't want to do a bdika la'achar shayz. As a bezei, baba koidim shayz, why shouldn't we? Okay, as thus is the Rashi. The Gemara is therefore nivdak b'safra. As Frank the Gemara, it's b'sheisha in Sulamayla as nivdak b'shis. Zot Rashi, nivdak chametz b'tchilas shesh. B'koidem yisura yivarena lomali mekdume kule hai. Zog the Rosh Yosef, an interesting diyuk in Rashi. Zog the Rosh Yosef, you see in Rashi a chiddush that bdika takes an hour. Meaning the Gemara is saying that mishay shoyis and on, it's aser, because you have to do it before. As what's nivdik b'sheis, zog Rashi b'tchila shesh. As you see in Rashi, bdika takes an hour. And if you have to have a share for bdika, Mavu and Rashi, the Dika takes an hour. Frekti Yechesef, Meicha Teisi. Depends how many rooms, how big the house is. As what's the Gemara asking? V'nivdik v'shis. And Rashi's being mazbe. Kilo v'tchila shish. L'choyra, it should depend on every house. How long it is, how big it is, how much time you take. Kori, a very interesting Gemara. I want to leave the Eilof to think about the Rosh Yosef Shaila. I don't just think about it. It's an interesting one. As lamali lekdume kule, as tainet the Gemara mahalim. Chitemos reason makdimel lemitzvah is elavos. You're gonna say the reason why we didn't want to do it then is because there's a din of reason makdimel lemitzvah. As this is the Gemara we referred to on Beis Amid Aleph, we saw the Makar Chaim wants to learn that the get of the Bdik in the Mishnah is a din of Bdikas Talayim. Yes, on the Makar Chaim, the Gemara says there's Zvizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs. The Bdikas Talayim, there's no Zvizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs. The Chayimuchach in the Gemara, like the Nochum wanted to learn, the Bal Yirah is Machayiv Abir. It's a mitzvah to be Mavar, Mishum Bal Yirah. As if it's a mitzvah, it's Zvizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs. Of a frag the Gemara, of the reason Magdim and Lemitzis is enough, Nibbid Bisafra. Yasib, Uyoyim Ashmini, Yibo Ksara, Losoi, Tanya Kola Yom Kula Kosha, the Mila, the Suizizizim Magdim and Lemitzis, and Emma the Yashkim Abram, Babu. As on this, there's two, you say there's the Gaways in the Rishonim, one is the Gemara, and it's totally in the Girsa of the Gemara. In our Girsa, the Gemara asks Nibdik Misafra Miyad, and the Gemara brings the Raya. As then it's Mavur that the Gemara's bring a Raya that Jesus is from the morning. That's what Rashi and Tosis handle, where you have a raya that Jesus is from Nimrod. But the Rif is Goyris differently. The Rif is Goyris. If you're going to say Zriza Magdim Lemitzis, this will be Yoy Mashmini Yimu Psar Los, Shanema Bayashkim Abram Baboiker. All we bring your Raya is Zriza Magdim Lemitzis. Frag the Gemara Misvara, Venivdik Misafra, Al Zriza Magdim Lemitzis, it's enough to do it early in the morning. But not that we bring your Raya from the Pasik. Zog the Marsha, the mind of Girsis Rif, is Yimiyashiv, the Shaila of Rashi and Taisis. Where do you have a Raya from the Pasik? Its reason is only from the Boiker. But they were Goyris, the Shaila of the Nivdik Bisafra in the beginning, and then it says the Siv, as they learned to bring a Raya also, its reason is the Boiker. Rather, you could have learned even if you are Girsim, not that way. But they held its Mashma, we're bringing that the Tzarech Bia, where do you see the Raya? Oh. Let's see the Rashi inside. Rashi, Nivdik Mitzafra, Digat Domele Zizan, Kideashman Gabi Mila. Like you see by Mila, Zizan Magdimen, you do the Ris Mila by Yom. But Maimer Amuskel, this is moving Shokanara, that Milas are supposed to be as early as possible. It shouldn't be like late lunch milas, even though it's easier for the fleshiks. Yeah. But still, there's an Indian of Zriza Makdimin that milas you do as early as about 10 o'clock, 10:30. It's a mitzvah of Zriza Makdimin. But it is a mitzvah of Zriza Makdimin. If you have a choshev Indian, then it's mamish mafurish should be parenthesis. Number one, by this mila, there's a din of Zriza Matim. Now, then Nema lahaktim b'safra, to do it early in the morning. Ubizizuse da Abram, shenema vayashkim Abram b'avoyke, shelo yimdin ananetz tachama, ubekom mokom, v'layla lo yimdin. L'choyro, what it means is you bring a raya from Abram, ubekom mokom, v'layla lo yimdin. Even though Pashtus of Rashi is it's going by Bris Mila, except the Tosis Rosh and the Rebbeinu David on Rashi, that L'choira, you can't do the Mila Balayla, the Mila is Pasul Balayla. As where you have a Raya, that Zriza Magdimen is in the morning is enough, maybe you have to do even earlier than that. Why didn't Avram do earlier? Because Avram, because Mila is Pasul Balayla. Therefore, Avram could have done it earlier. That's the Rishonim ask. As Tosfos therefore learns, we're not bringing a raya from this mila, we bring a raya from that keda, and that keda anyway he's not doing it. It was the hachana for that keda. As that he could have done belayla if he wanted to, and he didn't get up in the middle of the night. He got up first thing in the morning. As you see, Zriza Magdimen, it's enough first thing in the morning. The Rashi that's Meduyik that it's going on Mila is what's the Raya of Rashi? Does Fred the Rishonim on Rashi? On that, then it Siv wants to tie an interesting chak. He wants to say, Einachinami, the mitzvah of Bris Mila is kosher by Yom Veloy Velayla. But the chonis for Mila, that you could do before. As the Shaila was, Avram Avinu should have gotten up early, right before the end of the night, today to make the Bris Mila, the earliest possible time in the morning. Because if you get up earlier to start preparing for your Mila, you could do the Mila earlier in the day. As Avada, the Din Mila is only kosher by Yog, whilst the Achonis of Mila, he should have been Mashkin before. That's how we learn. Siv is mevur that there's reason that you are giving an achon. That's how he's learning in Rashi and Avina. It could be the Kiddush, that could be the Nekuda that the Rishayim are. Avraham Avinu after that licha lakeda, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go. That's called Gufa Mitzvah. But over here is the achonah for a meal of pot. This is the Rashi. The maila is you have two things. When they come home from work, what they Beis Medrash. Bar Aner Yofel Lepi. Bar Aner is Yofel Lepi of Malay. The Rashi. Avol Biyoyim Machshi. As the Mefarshim bring, the Makor of Rashi is a Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi dons, if the time is Bar Aner Yofel Lepi, what would be if you would have a cave where it's dark? As then would you be able to be boidik ba'ar haner in a cave, in a dark area? Is that the Yerushalmi, ba'ar haner is mayor more of a laila than it is by a cave in the middle of the day. That's the Metzius of the Mara. As the ar haner at night is mayor more than it is even in a dark place in the middle of the day. What's the hezbra of it? Some want to learn that because choshech is not just the absence of light. Choshech is, there's a mitzias of choshech. But the mitzias of choshech is only b'layla. Like yoim, and that's the coin is medayik every day. V'etamni yitzahar u'boirei choshech. V'chari, you're not boirei choshech, it's the absence of or. Laila is not just the absence of Ar, it's a mitzias of Choshech, like the Choshech of Makis Choyres, of Makis, I'm sorry, by Makis Mitzrayim, that over there the Choshech was a mitzias, they couldn't even move, it was a mitzias of Choshech. Is that Pshan in the Yerushalmi that by day in a cave the light doesn't shine as bright? Mashain came at night when there's a mitzias of Choshech, then the light is mayor more. Want to say, Efsha, that's what we do. But Vinishvi, thus is Rashi. That would be young. Because even in a dark place, you can't do the Vika Baraner. Vim Taima, Yivdik La'ara Yayim. Frick Rashi, okay. But well, by day, you have another art. You have the Ara Yayim. The Ara Yayim Rashi means is a good art. He's talking about in a place where the Ara Yayim reaches. Why not? What's the reason? The reason is because the Gemara says later on that when you have an Aran Ner, you can go into Choyren Vistok. If you use the Arachama, it's a general or, as in the corners, you don't see as much. In the cracks, in the crevices, the Arachama doesn't penetrate. Masha'enkein, when you use the Araner, the Araner goes, you can move the Ner over to the Chayrin, to the Stakim, and you see. Yeah. As he says, that's Pshat. But Rashi does bring Kiri Alfina Lekamon. The Chayrin Rashi is Mashma, even though it's an Asmachta, but you could bring a Raya from an Asmachta. A little bit totally how you learn Asmachta. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin, says, Asmachta, the Torah wrote it to be Meramis to the Rabbanon, the Allah. As Lafi Zeh, it's much more Gishmak, the Rashi. That's why Rashi is bringing, Yafina lekhamon michipul shemitzvasei b'ner. Because the fact that we make an Asmachta to Araner, that shows us that there's a mocker to the Svarim in the Rabbanon. Thus is the Mitzarach Beer, you need both Tamek. What do you need both Tamek? The Taz and Kof Lamed Aleph said, what's shot in the Gemara? It's two different Tamek, you need both together. The Moshel, the Raivit and Asagi says, the reason why the Gemara says the second one, Araner Yofa Lepidika, is for an Adam Bato, for someone who doesn't work, doesn't learn. As by these people, he's always Matsu Yubayis. The people that hang out in the houses all day long. Rather, Bisman Hazeh, you would have a different scenario similar to the Ravid. There are a lot of people that work at home. As they're always Matsu Yubateya. It's not only the Adam Telem, but over there. As of the Ravid, that's why the Gemara says, Araner Yafal Abdika, to explain why by such people, they still have to be boided by Laila. That's what the Ravid says. The Taz says a different shot. And the Makor is from the Rambam, we're going to see in the next sugya. The Rambam shita is that they were misakin to be boidik bedafka betchilas halayla. Explains the Taz, because that's when everyone comes home, that's the best time to be boidik, because there's a simit. Everyone will remember the time. It's a meaningful time. There's something there that it's different. Lefisa, it's very gishmak. That's why we're saying Bnei Adam Mitzuyim Bebateyam Lelamed, that you should be voiding dafka b'tchilas halayla, the time when everyone comes home right away.
Wouldn't it be a din to be voiding b'tchila on Alf's reason in the Laila?
Oh, but over here is a higher din. Not only Alf's reason, Magdimin, but because that's the Ikra Takon. And Bez Hashem, we're going to see Nafkamina Lindy. If you're the Rambam, it's very Gishma. That's what the Taz wants to say. But we'll see. Okay. So thus is the Gemara. Amar Abaye, Hilgo, Heitzel, and Rabbono, and they lived first the Imed, the Hood, the place of the Nogi Al-Besa, Dilma Moshech, Lashmaite, for Osi, Lemnuye, Mimitzah. Being that we learned that there, that your boy did Balayla, as therefore, you shouldn't stop learning. Because if you stop learning, you're going to be osi lepshuchei, and you won't do lepdika. Frek, the Rabbeinu David, and the Rishonim, what's the hilkoch of Amar Abaye? It's mashmet zehemshich to the last gemara of Rav Nachman. Even if we didn't have Rav Nachman, even if we didn't know what the time of the Mishnah says, because balayla, because you can't learn balayla, because you're supposed to be boidik balayla. Kilo Mashman the Gemara. If the Rav Nachman says B'shoshem Bnei Adam Mitzuyim Bebateya Beinan Vor Aner Yochel Abdika, as then Amar Abaye Hilkoch, because of Rav Nachman, therefore, why? Because of Rav Nachman, therefore, it's because of the Mishnah, not because of Rav Nachman. Because the Mishnah says Bigas Balay. Zog the Rabbeinu David Apshat. Zog the Rabbeinu David. If the reason was the Laila, and the reason you do it as early as possible, Shum's reason, Madvina, the mitzvahs, as then there wouldn't be a problem to learn. You're allowed to learn, why not? You'll do Bdika later on. The reason is Choshev, and learning is Choshev. You're allowed to learn, and you'll do Bdika later on. There wouldn't be a Issa Limur. But now that there's a Takonis Chazal, and he's Madvish, Mifnesha Oraner Yofel Bdika, as there's a chash, if you're not going to be boidik at the time of Laila, because you're going to get involved in the sugya, and you're going to not do the bdika the whole Laila, and you're going to do it the next day, as then when you're boidik, your mamish going to miss chametz, and you're going to leave over chametz. As it's going to come over a tzad of iser, you're not going to do the bdika kiroi. As then we make it zera, therefore you should learn. As if it's only an Indian, then we wouldn't make it Zera. But if it's because of Achshash Isser, if you're not going to come to be Boidik Balayla, you're going to be Boidik B'yom, you're going to miss Chometz, you're not going to do a good Bdika, because Araner is Yofel Bdika, as then we make a Zera. That's what the Rabbeinu David says. The Rabbeinu David speaks out, what's the Achshash? The Achshash is that when he learns, he's going to learn the whole night, and he's going to come to do the bdika the next day, and if he does a deacon day, it's not going to be a good bdika. That's how the Rabbeinu David learns the Gemara. In the Rambam, there's a different shot. The Fiza, it's a Naya Or in the Yisrael. Let's see the Rambam inside. The Rambam says, in Perik Beis, Alocha Gemara. Umidivrei Seifrim, the Chafis Acha Achometz, and the Boyz, Bechoyrim, Umashbisan Achometz, Belaila, Mitchiles Lel Arbaos, Laor Haner. The Rambam Shita is, the Din Bedika is not at night, the Din Bedika is the Tchila of the night. This is the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Tur says the Din Bedika is Lela Arbaasa, because he's not Madgish, you have to do it B'tchila. The Rambam's Machadish, there's a Din Bedika B'tchiles Lel Arbaasa. The Mogen Avram says a Chiddush La'alocha. If you ever notice by Bikis Chametz, there's some people, they run to Daven Mariv, and then they do Bdikas Chametz. Why? Because Tadir She'enu Tadir, Tadir Koidim. Chay Yaakov brings down a Deya. That Tadir She'enu Tadir, Tadir Koidim. As if you should daven Marit, and then do Bdikas Chametz. But that's only if the Dim Bdika is Kol HaLayla. As then Tadir She'enu Tadir, Tadir Koidim. But the feeler Rambam that the Iketakone is Tchiles Laila. I said, you don't say Tadir, Shainu Tadir, Tadir Koidim. Because Mariv, this man is not Tchiles Laila. Mariv, you could do afterwards. Over here, you're going to be Mavatal the Takone to do it with Tchiles Laila. As over here, you have to do the Bdika with Tchiles Laila. As thus is the big Chiddush of the Rambam. And the Rambam is Machadish that. The Zman of Bdika is Tchilas HaLayla. The Shaila is, where did the Rambam see that the Din Bdika is Tchilas HaLayla? As the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch says, the Makar of the Rambam is because the Mishnah says, Or La'arba Asa. Why does the Mishnah say Or? The Mishnah should have said Layla. As why is it using the Lashon of Or? Zog the Ravid, it's coming to tell you you should do the Bdika when it's not so dark outside. When there's still a little bit of light left, the Tchilas HaLayla, before it gets totally pitch black. But the Goyin wants to say that's the mutter of the Rambam, like the Ravid. That's why the Mishnah was not at Or, even though it means Layla, to teach you you should do it B'Tchilas HaLayla. You'll see other Makairis in the Yamsha. That's Chiddush number one of the Rambam. Chiddush number two of the Rambam is when he brings the Gemara of the Ein Koyvim Medrash, the Soif Yom Shloisha Asar. He brings down the Isser of Limud is not on Lel Yudalek, it's Asar to learn. The Isser of Limud starts on Yom Yud Gimel already. Samuch La Laila is Asar to learn. As the Gemara is not coming to be Machadish, then on Lel Yudalit it's Asar Lomoy. That's not the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Chiddush of the Gemara is it's Asar Lomoy Somuch La'alayla. And the Mefarshim, the Nesei Kehim of the Rambam says the Rambam was Medayik, the Lashon of the Gemara, Be'urter the Tleisa Denogi Arbesa. What's this long Lashon? If you want to say the Isser is Belel Yudalit, say this is Belel Yudalit. What's this whole lashon? Beurta, the tleisa, the nogi, habesa. Yeah, just say the issur is bilel yudalit. What does it mean? Samuk zog the magen Avram, like you find other dinim samuk chatzi shah. The Rambam shita is there's an issur chatzi shah before to start to learn. Why? The Rambam is doch gevaldik. The Rambam learns the bdika has to be betchilas halayla. As therefore Chazal made Gzeira a half an hour before that you should learn. Why? Because you're going to miss the Tchilas HaLayla. That's the Gzeira according to the Rambam. As Lefiza, you don't have to learn like Rabbeinu David that the Asi Lemshuche is, you're going to be Asi Lemshuche, you're going to learn a Gishmak Esugya, and you're going to get, the whole night's going to go by. Lefiza Rambam, the Asi Lemshuche is just during the Tchilas Man HaBdika. And you're going to be mevatel the takon of doing it to Tchilas Man HaBdika. This is the Shitas HaRambam. Lefi zeh, you could answer the Rabbeinu David. The Rabbeinu David is, Amar Abaye, Hilko chaitzo remeder abonon loy livchais. What's the Hilko? What's the Shaitis? The Din Bdika is Balayla. You can't. Over. If you learn like the Taz, that the Taz says, because Chazal wanted to make it, b'shoshem mitzuyim b'bateyem, which means when they came right home, you should do Bdika right away, because that's a Zman HaNikar. When a person comes home from work, that's a Zman in the bias. As therefore they mesakim b'davkin tchilas halayla. As that's the Hilko, that's the Hemshech of Abaya, that's the Hilko. As therefore they made it Zera even 30 minutes before that you should do it at that time. Because if you don't do it at that time, you're going to come to forget to do Bdika. So see the Rambam comes out Kavaldik, but the Gemara is saying two reasons, Paraner Yofel of Bdika, and also what the Hilkach of the Gemara is.
See the Rambam, why is it that below this still? Because my mitzvah is that you should even have to stop learning.
Oh, as Lamaisa, the Gros says, Enochilam. The mice and the tour brings down a machloikis. What's the din? We'll just explain what he's saying. What's the din if you were his full bad, or if you started learning early in the day, and then it comes, do you have to be mafsi? As he brings down, the Rebbe Yoina says that by other mitzvahs that are mitzvahs on balayla, if you started to learn by day and you were hiskel beheter, as then you don't have to be mafsik, by marid, by kriyashma, as huadin, by bedikas chometz, you don't have to be mafsik. Aber, zot goyim, lefi the Rambam, you could be machalik, you would argue on that day. Why? Because that's only by other mitzvahs, where the mitzvahs call a laila. As if you were maskal to learn, you say, being that you were maskal beheter, you're not mechuyev to be mafsik, because you could be mekayimet later on. But over here, where there's a takana to do it, b'tchilas ha-laila, as if, even if you were hiskal beheter, but you have to do it, b'tchilas ha-laila, or else you mevatel the takana, b'tchilas ha-laila. As according to the Rambam, you would have to be mafsik. Number one. Number two, Bir Halacha says an interesting mafkumine. This halacha that you're not allowed to learn is also kolol that you're not allowed to eat a suda. You're not allowed to start eating the suda, this man, b'dikas chametz. Result the Bir Halacha, peiros you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to snack. Result the Bir Halacha, chidish lefi the Rambam. He said, "Lefi the Rambam, that which it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's also lechel and mutter litoim. That's only going in the half an hour before bedikas chametz. But bisman bedikas chametz, it's also a snack. Also, it's also to eat peiros. It's also to nash. It's also to do anything. Why? Bismanu is tchila. If you're going to do something else, you're not going to do it in betchilas halayla. Azok the bir halacha. This whole iser of osi dem shuchei." And that's only by a suda where it's osi v'mshuchei. By peiros it's not osi v'mshuchei. That's only the iser of 30 minutes before, because that's mishum osi v'mshuchei. But the iser when it's igiyas man is because you're going to be mevatel the ikar takana. The ikar takana is to be boiling b'tchilas halayla. As that, even achila kol do. But if you're not doing it b'tchila, you're mevatel. The Mir Halacha says another chiddush l'halacha. As it comes out, lefi the Rambam, it's a ganze mapecha in the sugya. So, Shaila, what the gather of the issur is? Lefi the Rabbeinu David, chashash is, you're going to get so involved in the sugya that you won't do tikkah the whole night. Maybe if you stop learning, you'll go straight to sleep. You won't remember to do tikkah. And the chashash is going to do tikkah the next day. As the Rabbeinu David says, the problem is, ena oraner, yafel the tikkah. But according to the Rambam, the sugya is a whole different sugya. The sugya is a sugya of that there's a takana to do it b'tchilas halayla, b'shosh b'nei adam mitzuyim b'bateyam, like the concept. As the chashash is, if you're going to start to learn before, you won't do it b'tchilas halayla. That's the gzeira. Okay. So this is the Ranim Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're starting right away the sugya of Maskil Nisoy. The Reis Sugya, which is a big Hashlama to what we learned on Be'ez Amirah, the Hebrew Pali Yavoy Lachla, is a big Hashlama in the sugya.